This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. Yesterday was World Parkinson's Disease Day. I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist, director of Optimum Exercise Physiology Claire, to talk about Parkinson's. Lisa, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. I guess for a starter, for the people who don't know, I know it's a fairly well-documented and there's a lot of celebrities who have gone through Parkinson's disease, but for anyone who doesn't know, what is it?
Yeah, so Parkinson's disease is a progressive neurological condition and it affects a person's ability to control their body movements. So basically it's caused by a degeneration of the nerve cells in the middle of the brain, which then reduces the production of a chemical called dopamine. And this is a chemical messenger, necessary for smooth and controlled movement. So yes, as I said, it affects people's body movements.
So I guess what are some of the symptoms then of Parkinson's?
Yeah, and I mean, if anyone knows Parkinson's, they might observe some of these, and there are quite a few. So there are things like tremors, stiffness of muscles and joints, slow movements, muscle weakness, can have a stooped posture. Freezing is a really common one where they just want their body to move, but it just won't. Impaired balance, increased number of falls because of that impaired balance. And then also often they kind of have a bit of a shuffling movement because they have reduced walking speed and step length. And then as a result of all of those things, people can also experience depression and also fatigue.
Yeah, well, understandable, I guess. You're losing control of oneself and it can be a pretty scary time.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So I guess what are some of the indicators that it could be on its way?
Yeah, so prior to some of those larger symptoms becoming evident, some of the other things that people might notice are a loss of smell, difficulty sleeping and restlessness in bed, and deterioration of fine motor skills such as handwriting. I guess the loss of smell, difficulty sleeping and things can be, you know, related to a number of things, but yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a pandemic at the moment related to loss of smell.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, that deterioration of that fine motor skills, so handwriting, being able to grasp things, those types of things can be an early signal.
Of course, with yesterday being World Parkinson's Disease Day, how common is it? Obviously, it's something that needs a fair bit more recognition.
Yeah, well, you might be surprised to hear that there are actually 30 people diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in Australia every day. And so there's approximately 100,000 Australians that currently have Parkinson's disease. So it's fairly big. And the average onset of, or the age of onset, is between 55 and 60 years. So it is more in an older population. And while the cause is unknown, the biggest risk factor is age. Like I said, with most of them being over the age of 65. Yeah.
And so with exercise, of course, you're an exercise physiologist. This is your wheelhouse. How can exercise help with Parkinson's?
Yeah. So thinking back to those, the common side effects of the disease around that walking, balance, et cetera, we can help in that way. So we can help to improve people's gait and walking ability, their flexibility, their grip strength, so being able to hold on to forks and different, you know, hold on to that cup of tea, coordination and balance to limit the chance of them having a fall, can reduce those tremors as well. And as I said, yeah, just falls is a really big one for people with Parkinson's disease, and also kind of helping them through some strategies to help with the freezing as well so that they can overcome the freezing when it happens for them.
So what exercises work best?
Yeah, so there's been, lots of research around this area, of course. So there are a few areas that we focus on for people with Parkinson's disease. One is resistance training, so particularly for the lower body. So we want to be able to improve their lower limb strength so that they can get up and down out of the chair, in and out of the car, gardening, all of those types of things. So improving, you know, your thigh muscle strength, so your quads, your glutes, all that lower limb. Treadmill walking is frequently used for people with Parkinson's disease to assist in maintaining their walking speed. So for people who experience freezing, though, we might then put them on a stationary bike or something like that to make sure that we keep their heart and lungs nice and strong. And then, as I said before, so some cueing exercises involve walking while listening or seeing cues that mimic the rhythm of walking, and that can help improve walking movements and overcome difficulty with that freezing. Dance is really good because, you know, it gets them moving without thinking about it, and also the social benefits. And then that dual task training, so being able to walk and balance whilst, you know, moving your hands and thinking about something else. So those are really things, important things, so that people can apply that during everyday living.
So I guess it's like trying to use your brain as much as possible while doing your activities.
Yeah, that's it. So the way that we might train that is getting people to walk heel to toe, and then when they're counting backwards from 50, or they're balancing, they're juggling a ball or something like that. So, yeah, like you said, just getting them doing that without thinking about it, because they're thinking about something else.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was accredited exercise physiologist Lisa Parkinson on your Classic It's Breakfast.